Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on AutoTrader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on AutoTrader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it. Auto Trader.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a My Lowe's Rewards or a My Lowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
From the 105.7 The Fan Traffic Center.
Good morning. As you're headed out the door this morning, the Beltway looks good. Inner loop and the outer loop. And the tunnel's running smoothly. Southbound 895 looks good through the Harbor Tunnel. Southbound 95, no problems through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. With your traffic, I'm Maria Dennis.
From the Anderson Automotive Studios, this is WJZ-FM, Catonsville, Baltimore's sports talk at 105.7 and always live on the free Odyssey app. From the OuchGuy.com sports desk, here's Joe LaCroix.
Sunday afternoon at the yard, another frustrating loss for the O's.
Here's the 0-2. There will be no balls tonight. A seven-pitch, seven-strike inning, and the Red Sox, under interim manager Chad Tracy, and with a gutted staff, beat the Orioles 5-3 in this rubber game.
The final call from Kevin Brown on Madison. Samuel Basayo strikes out to end it as Boston beats Baltimore 5-3, taking the three-game set. Bird starter Kyle Bradish, with another up-and-down performance, he'd give up three earned runs in five innings of work, but also walk four, with his record falling to 1-3 on the season. The Baltimore offense didn't do much to support Bradish, as they struggled against Boston starter Connelly Early. Early would pitch 6 2/3 before hit ball, giving up just a pair of earned runs in the form of solo homers from Sam Basayo and Gunnar Henderson. The O's are now 13-15 on the season. They'll lick their wounds today before welcoming the Astros to Baltimore for a three-game series starting Tuesday evening. I'm Joe LaCroix, Ravens, Terps, and you're home for the most Orioles coverage. We are 105.7 The Fan.
Rob, Jeremy, Ed, and Joe. The Big Bad Morning Show. Sports Radio, 105.7 The Fan.
.602 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris will join us in the 7 o'clock hour. Get your feet on the floor, jumpstart your day with your boys on this manic Monday. Good morning to you. What's morning. Up, Jay?
Yeah, long weekend, NFL draft, some disappointing baseball. Yeah. Ugh, just a lot.
We ran into one another on Saturday.
Yeah, man.
By chance.
It's funny. So I've been going out on the weekends and trying new restaurants, but like you get comfortable with certain spots. And I went to Elephant in the Room last Saturday, and I had the the Korean short rib tacos,
right,
which were just out of this world. So I got them for a guy that was fixing my hot water heater, and had him try it. And you know, I get my usual, some other stuff to try. Right. Everything's delicious. And then I walk in. And the owner, Jeremy's opened the door. I'm like, hey, man. He goes, look who's here. And I look up and said, man, some bitch. I just, what the hell? Try to come to some place nice to get something to eat and have to see this. And then I saw Robbie after he got up from the bathroom about 17 times.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, it was good seeing you, man. Seriously.
Good seeing you.
Yeah.
I got the elephant stack. That's the short ribs, the mac
that.
And cheese, and the collard greens.
I got the elephant prime burger, which was awesome. And look, My wife and I did Blue Apron for a while. We loved doing that. Like, it was easy with her being a nurse. Like, I could start preparing stuff, and I don't have to think about dinner and all that.
Right.
And then we came across one dish that had black garlic in it. Anytime I see black garlic in anything, I'm ordering.
School me. What's black garlic?
It's a different type of garlic that has a different flavor. So, like, that burger had a black garlic aioli.
Okay.
So,
I want to try burger.
Yes.
Okay.
Can't believe we're talking about this as much, but I'll talk about food for 4 hours.
Listen, dude, I drive there from Bel Air to get collard greens. One of my favorite, I think collard greens is my favorite vegetable.
Really?
Yeah. If you cook them right. Now, you can screw it up big time. I don't eat everybody's collard greens. No.
Yeah, my wife doesn't make collard greens, but one of her friends at work does, and then they send it home for me.
Oh, yeah, it's good. They make it right, man. If you make it right, it's nothing better.
A little bit of like that vinegar and that bite.
Oh, yes, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
When you go, you know what franchise restaurant does collard greens right? Cracker Barrel.
Really?
Go to Cracker Barrel, get some, and then get the vinegar, pepper, and shake it on top of it. Dude, you will be going to Cracker Barrel once a week.
Really?
Yeah, it's one like 4 miles from my house. Sometimes I go just to get the collard greens. That's all I get. Can I get the collard greens? That's all I get.
Before we get up, can I tell you the other thing I love about Elephant in the Room? Since I usually take my food home, right. You know, I grab it and go home. I mean, Saturday was a big day with sports anyway, starting early, as the Orioles played at noon and all that. So they send you home, and they have all these different mini hot sauces that go with it. So you get like a mini Crystal, a mini, what's the other one? Like some are in like little packets, some are in little bottles. I want to keep going back and just stock my drawer up so I have something there.
It's funny that you brought up hot sauce because that's part of my shovel.
Oh, really?
Hot sauce is my shovel. And I'll just leave that be because that's not until 8 o'clock hour. Yeah, I love that place. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. You know what's funny? Diego Pavia.
Pavia. We went over
it. Yeah, Diego Pavia. I'm sorry. Pavia.
Somebody's going to call and say I'm saying it wrong, but it's all right.
He was a Heisman Trophy finalist, and he was undrafted. And nobody made...
Look around. Every car you see is probably on Auto Trader. New cars, used cars, electric cars. As for flying cars, well, we're ready when they are. If you see a car you like, find it on Auto Trader. That's our kind of thing. Auto Trader.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Mylo's Rewards or a Mylo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Made a big deal out of that. Why is that? Nobody made it.
Well, it was
known that he had some character issues, but nobody cried for him to get drafted. Why is that?
There's nobody else that falls in line with that. Like a guy that played just okay, that got a ton of hype. And by the way, Pavia played better than just okay. It just turns out he was a big a-hole. If you look at the stuff he did during the draft, did during the Heisman, the stuff during the draft.
But yet we said with Pavia, it was justified that he fell.
Yeah.
But yet, what was it, a year ago that we were up in arms about why Shedeur Sanders fell and we had some same issues?
I'm sorry, Rob, I can't talk about him because when I do, it just means I'm biased.
But I'm sitting back and I'm like, you know, this dude needs to fall. Because number one, he's 5'10". And wait a minute, Kyler Murray was what?
5'3".
What's the kid's name from Alabama? Bryce Young was short.
Yeah.
These are guys that both went 1-of-1, am I right?
Yep.
Then Bryce, they went 1-of-1. They had height issues. Pavia, right?
Mm-hmm.
5'10".
Yeah.
5'9" and 7'8" No, that's what the combine had him, 5'9" and 7'8"
Yeah, so he had some lips or something.
Pushed to the 5'10"
tippy toes.
But on, but in today's NFL, you can skirt around that, maybe go in the third round, especially with the numbers that he put up, maybe fourth round. But he had some character issues. He showed up at a nightclub with F Indiana, I think, after not winning the Heisman Trophy, and then F was spelled out. And he also means that New Mexico State trespassed on the property of New Mexico and peed on the practice field. We knew these things. So that got him out of the draft. He needed to be. Now, Jeremy, I think the guy's talented. I think he's very talented. And to be honest with you, if he grows up and ends up on our practice squad and 2-3 years down the road ends up as your backup quarterback or whatever, I'll be okay with that. Kid has talent. I don't think 5'10 is going to get in his way of being a successful quarterback.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying my point is, nobody complained about him being pushed back and even out of the draft despite his talent. Why? Because his character issues justified all of those things.
Well, I think some of the things, too, when you look at Pavia, it didn't affect the play on the field. Like, we had the game against Stanford where Shador Sanders is in the locker room on Instagram posting stuff, and Stanford came back and beat their ass down over 4 touchdowns.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we've had the incidents of running up to ball boys on other teams and trying to flex on them. And, you know, like, it's just all nonsensical stuff. But, like, the people that go out there and beat that drum of, oh, he was this, he was that, he was okay. And now I understand why people complain more about what happened with Shador. I mean, Diego, did they retire his number?
No, they did not.
See? then there's that.
Heisman Trophy finalist.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think the kid has some talent. I do. I just don't know if he's Johnny Manziel.
That's who I think he is.
You think he is?
Yeah.
Where he just can't get out of his own way?
I mean, look, he's...
Are you upset with the Ravens inviting him to camp?
No, I don't care. That doesn't cost you anything to kick the tires on it. Like, he ain't coming in, thumping it. Look, dude, you better come in and get in line if you want to have a job in this league.
See, that's why I think he's in the perfect situation. Dude, you're in the building with Lamar Jackson. You're not in the building with a team who might be looking for a quarterback soon. You're in a building with Lamar Jackson. I think if there's any situation for him to be humbled, this is that situation.
You know what he is? He's going to be one of those dudes that's a preseason killer where he just puts up all these numbers. Because, again, with his ability to take off and create time, he looks like one of those guys to be perfect for it. In the regular season, I'm interested to see like where he ends up if it does, in fact, end up being Baltimore and what his career looks like.
I think he'll end up on our practice squad. Because when you go undrafted and you get put on a practice squad, I don't see anybody going to snatching you off the practice squad because they need a quarterback.
Yeah, maybe.
You think so?
I mean, I don't know. Like, we've seen stranger things happen with people getting picked off the practice squad. And I think the Ravens are one of those teams that get looked at more than most because of how they draft.
Somebody else, we picked up another quarterback, too, for practice squad.
The kid from UConn?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. That's what it was.
Yep.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I like them going that route. Don't draft the quarterback. You know, nowadays, if your starting quarterback's not playing, you ain't going nowhere anyway. Why are you if you're not drafting your future quarterback or your next quarterback to start, then why are you drafting one? 410-583-1057 is the number. What was the Ravens' most impressive pick? We'll examine that at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, your thoughts on the entire 2026 draft for the Baltimore Ravens. We had round one on Friday when we came back. We're going to look at the rest of the draft. I want to hear from you. Up next on The Fan.
If you're thinking about it,
every day,
we're talking about it.
That's what I'm talking about.
105.7 The Fan.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on Auto Trader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar powered, eco friendly, vegan leather wrapped, aromatherapy scented, disco ball equipped self driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on Auto Trader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars, and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, absolutely refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.